Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Mem Vav. We're holding the second line from the top of the Amud where the Gemara begins, Chutz Min Hadam. That, of course, is a quotation from our Mishnah of yesterday. If we go to the Mishnah back on Mem Hey, Amud Beis, towards the top of the Amud. Just review the first two, three lines where the Mishnah said, Dvorim She'en Chayoven Aleim Misham Pigol, Chayoven Aleim Misham Noisar, Umisham Tomei, Chutz Min Hadam. What does that mean? Dvorim she'ein chayoven aleihem mishum pigul. We had this in a Mishnah back on Mem Beis Amud Beis, where the Mishnah said that to have a din of pigul, that item has to have a matir. Even if itself is a matir, that does not cause it to become pigul. It's only if it has its own matir separately. So, can you give me examples? Yes, the Mishnah gave a whole bunch of examples. For instance, if you took the carbon mincha, and to make a carbon mincha edible, to be machsher and matir it, you have to take a kmitza, you have to put it on top of the mizbeach. What happens? You had to take a bad machshava. The moshel during the time of the kmitza, when the kohen did the kmitza with the three fingers, he said, we're going to go and eat this carbon tomorrow, chutz lizmanoi. Okay, so the whole carbon becomes pigul. But what about the kmitza itself, that kmitza that you're putting on the Mizbeach, says our Mishnah there, if you were to eat from that kmitza, there is no din of kares. Because Rashi said at the bottom of the omen, ein pigul chal, el al dober shiyesh li matirin acherim. That was Rashi in the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Beis. Derech Agav, Barry and others asked, if the person is eating the kmitza, how could you go and have the matir putting it on the Mizbeach? You can't have it on the Mizbeach and eat it at the same time. So in fact, there was the bottom toisis of Mem Beis Amud Beis that addressed that question and said, I don't understand. You're telling me that the kmitza cannot have a din of pigul if you go and eat it. You don't get a din of kares. Of course, if you're eating the kmitza, you're not being matir the carbon. That's the bottom toisis. Oh, so toisis, that's what I had assumed on my own. Toisis says a little bit differently. Toisis says that you go and take the entire kmitza and you put on the mizbeach. You wait until it's ready. Hutzitza ha'or berubai, which the Gemara called before, moshlo behena or, and then you go and take part of it away. You take a spoon, you take a machta, and you remove some of it and say, hey, that really looks good. That's delicious. And the person starts eating from it. I would say, hey, mister, didn't you hear the kohen by Shasta Kemitza scream out, chutz lizmanoi, you're eating pigul. Says the Mishnah, ein chayoven aleim mishum pigul. In other words, there's no din of kares, because it does not have a separate matir. And the same thing applies to the Ketores, and to the Levayin, and the Minchas Kehan, and Minchas Kohen Mashiach. The Hadam. Dam, of course, is the most common matir. It's matir every single normal carbon that you bring. But there's nothing that's matir the dam. So if somebody were to go and eat from that dam, and the kohen had previously said b'shachta shchita, the kabbalah, the halacha, he had said a machshav of chutz liz manoi. So the whole carbon becomes pigul, but not the dam. The dam itself does not have a din of kares. Were you to eat from that dam, no, you do get a kares because it's dam, sure, but you don't have a second kares because of the din of pigul. Obviously, you can't give a person two times kares. We're talking about a person that eats it bishogeg. If you would say that there is a din of kares which attaches to it because of the din of pigul, then you'd have to bring two chatois, one because it's dam, and the other one because of the fact that it's pigul. But since the Mishnah says, ein chayoven aleihem mishum pigul, you only have to bring one karmel chatos for eating the dam, and not for eating the pigul. So our Gemara now focuses on the dam aspect.
Why isn't the Kabbalah and the Mizrach the matir for the dam, as it were? Because if the blood spilled on the floor, it's no longer valid for zirka.
For sure.
So when you're makabel the dam and the Mizrach, as it were, you're being matir, you're being machir it to be eligible for zirka. Why isn't that, as it were, a matir?
What happens in your example, that it spills on the floor, they don't pick it up, and they do not do a zirka sadat. Does this carbon become pigul?
If everything else is pigul perfect, and you did the zrika with other dam that you cobble from the
we're talking about the dam that's being used for zrika. We're not talking about other dam from outer space. The dam that's being used for zrika, if The person would take some of that dam and go and eat or drink from it, and the rest of the dam he's putting on the mizbeach, he's doing his rikas adam. What's the din? That dam does not have a din of pigul because it did not have a matir. You're saying the kabbalah sadam should be the matir? You see, the matir is the matir for the korban.
Not for the accessory to the korban.
Okay. Good. Okay. Anyway, having gotten back to our Mishnah, so our Mishnah now in Mem Hei Amud Beis said that the Devarim She'en Chayovan Alei Mishnah Pigul, all of those that were Oskerechend, enumerated in the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis, such as Koymitz and Ketoidis and Levoin and the Michels Kehanim, all of those wonderful things, there's no Din of Pigul on them because they do not have separate Matirim. Chayovan Alei Mishnah Noisim Mishnah Tomei, they still do have a din of noiser and tamei. Even they don't have a din of pigul, they do have a din of noiser and tamei. What's the reason for that? So the Gemara said yesterday, the gabi the din of tumah, because it says hey makdishim li, and therefore it includes all types of kabbonis where they did have a matir, didn't have a matir. And how did I know the din of noiser? So the Gemara concluded at the end because it says v'lo yichalelu and not yachelu to chilul and akosam edaber. One is referring to the din of Noisa, one is referring to the din of Tuma. But Legabe, the din of Dam, we said in our Mishnah, that's an exception to the rule. What means an exception to the rule? That just like there's no din of Pigel, there's no din of Noisa, no din of Tome by the Dam. No din by the Dam. Zokti Mora Chutz Min Hadam. Minohan Emili, how do I know the Dam is different? Omer Ula Omar Kro Van Yisat Lechem. Now this is a posik which the Gemara is going to use for three separate drushes from three words in that posik. If you have the Torah Ora Shalem, you don't need to look up the Chumash. It's brought here in number one or Aleph. We're talking about the Isser of eating dam. It says Ki nefesh abaser badam hi vanina sativ lochem al hamizbeach lechaper al nafshei seichem ki adam hu vanefesh echaper. The Gemara drashens the word lechem, lechaper, and hu. Now, I would have thought that since the Gemara is bringing this vis-a-vis our Mishnah, it's coming to tell us, dinam by dam, that dam, what's the din, that there is no chiv of noiser, no chiv of tummy. Surprisingly, the three man, the amr that the Gemara is going to quote right now, are all going to talk about hilchos mi'ila, which our Mishnah does not even mention. So we're going to get back to that a little bit further down on the Amud. I just don't want you all to get nervous and agitated and irritated. Now we're talking briefly about Hilchos Me'ila. And Omer Ula, Omer Krot, says in the Pasuk, about the dam. You know why you're not allowed to eat dam? Baninasatav lachem. I gave it to you. What do you need the word lachem for? No, who did Kachbarcha give it to? Kachbarcha gave it to the Gentiles. The Torah is given to us, all the Tariyang Mitzvahs. So why do you have to say Baninasatav lachem? So the Malachem Yehei comes to tell you that after the Zrikas Adam, the Dam belongs to you. What means that the Dam belongs to you? That there is no din of Mi'ila in the Dam. If you use that Dam now for whatever purpose, you're not over on Hilchois Mi'ila. Because it's Lechem, it belongs to you. Kav Yochel no longer belongs to the Rabbi Yishalai. So that's drasha number one. Drasha number two, Dveir Bishmol Tana Amakra, Lechaper. The chapar nisativ v'loy lemeila. I gave the din of dam for being mechaper. That's the baratza. That's the mechaper of all kabbalas. But I didn't give it for hilchos meila. And therefore, if you have anoa from the dam, no problem. You're not over on hilchos meila. You don't have to bring an asham meila. Third rush. Rav Yochanan Amar Omakra. Who? That's at the end of the pasuk. Adam. Who? Benefsh chaper. Who levnei kapara keliachah kapara. The word is who, which the Gemara often says, havyoso yehei. Havyoso yehei means it remains in the same status, it does not change. So, this dam lefnei kapara, even before the zrikas adam, has the same status as dam li'ache kapara. Just like ma'ache kapara ein boi mi'ila, why ache kapara ein boi mi'ila? So the Gemara is going to say shortly, this is a general rule that you have throughout Chas. Once you've done the mitzvah, you're done. There's no din of me'ilah anymore. The me'ilah is only pre-observing the mitzvah or pre-performance of the mitzvah. Once you've done the mitzvah, no din of me'ilah. Ah, so therefore, ma'afik kabar ein by me'ila, once you've already done the Zrikas Adam, no me'ila. After the kabar, even before you did the Zrikas Adam, ein by me'ila. Also, no din of me'ila. Yes, Rabbi, you have a question.
I don't understand Rabbi Shmuel. Lachaper, la kapar on asati veloy la me'ila. So, what is the connection? The fact that this has the kapar, why shouldn't the Dafka should have me'ila? Why not? What is the logic?
Korban is for kapara. You could be moel in a korban.
Exactly.
So, Eric, by the way, you have a lot of people here
applauding.
And in fact, many of them want to giving a standing ovation. They think it's a beautiful, wonderful question. And of course, I agree with all of them. So the answer is, in each one of these words, the Gemara holds that these words were superfluous, as they say in Yiddish, extra. We didn't need it in this passage.
Ibrik,
beautiful.
Yeah.
And why? Because we know that the dam is machaper. We know that that's the maratza. We know there's the din of zrikas adam. There are tons of psukim related to that dam. So why does the pasuk have to say? You know why Nala eat the dam? The reason is because I gave it to you on the mizbeach. What up to you? Of course, it's been given to us. That's the Torah was given to us. I know it's given for a kapara. What do you have to tell us? That's the whole purpose of the dam for the kapara. Kidom hu. Why do you have to say hu? So all of these three words the Gemara considers to be ibrik, superfluous, surplus, extra, and therefore they are given lidrasha. So this lechapra comes to tell you that the singular purpose of the dam is to effect kapara. However, there's no me'ila attached to it.
Due to the fact that it's ibrik.
Exactly. And now the Gabin Baruchim to you. And from the who, it's not only because it's Ibrik, but also Bahavyasa Yehei, that Mali Acha Kapara, just like the Acha Kapara, ain't by Mehila because it's Nasis Mitzvosai. Achavne Kapara, even before you do the Zrika Saddam, ain't by Mehila, there's no din of being Moyel Behegdish if you were to take the Adam and use it for whatever purpose you wish. Freiti Gemara, on the third Rosh of Reb Yoichanan, ain't Mali Acha Kapara, Kile Fnei Kapara. I agree with you that the who tells you have Yossi remain in the same status. So instead of saying, well, just like after the kapara, there's no me'ila. So before the kapara, there's also no me'ila. Zupung faket. Malafne kapara, yesh by me'ila. Before kapara, it's part of the kachim, part of the vehema. Before the kapara, before the ritzoi. Just like you're not allowed to go and eat from the basar, you should not be able to be moil behegdish. Even after you went and did the Zrika Saddam, yesh by me'ila, there's still a din of me'ila. So in other words, take the drasha and reverse it. There's no such thing that you accomplished and performed the mitzvah, and there's still a din of me'ila attached, because once you perform the mitzvah, it reverts to chulin.
Which mitzvah?
The mitzvah in case of bringing the carbon. Until now, this carbon was a chatas, an oila, shlomim, or whatever it was. And now that you've, and until that point, of course, there was me'ila. You could not ride in the back of the animal or use that animal to go and carry freight, groceries from the store, because it was kodshim, then a me'ila. Once you have after you've done the ritzoi, in the form of the Zrika Saddam.
You still can't write on it.
Now you certainly can write on it, but for a physical reason, not for a halachic reason. Anyway, so therefore the din of Me'ila goes away.
Didn't we say that the blood entering into the Am of Nachal Kidron is Moabah?
I think that's Midrabana. I don't think it's Moabah. Okay. Me'alambay. Sveiti Mora. So you're telling me, in Mechadovish and Asmut Sosa Me'alambay, Veloy, Maharei. I can go and show you Trumas Hadeshen. What's the din of Trumas Hadeshen? Every single morning, a kohen had to run up the ramp all the way to the top of the Mizbeach and take off some of the deshen that accumulated overnight on the Marocha. This had to be done on a daily basis, even if the day before it was a very rainy day or there was a lot of snow and ice and virtually no karbonis were brought except for the minimum. So there was very, very little ash to speak of. Nevertheless, it's a mitzvah every single day to go and take off a symbolic portion of that ash, run down the kevesh, and put it next to the ramp on the floor of the azara. You would go and call someone, please, in an hour from now, we want you to take a broom and sweep it away. He would come back an hour from now, and there was no ash. Because every single day, miraculously, it was nivla bim koimai. Okay. There's a separate din of Harama Sadeshin, which means what happens if there happens to be a big accumulation of Deshin, because the previous day was a nice sunny day, tons of people came in to bring karbonos, and now the next morning, wow, there's a huge amount of ash on the Mizbeach. So then that's what's called Harama Sadeshin. That was not a symbolic Deshin that you put next to the Mizbeach, next to the Kevesh, but rather you had to go and take it out to the base Hadeshin, which was Chutz L'Machne. So this Truma Sadeshin was a relatively modest amount. They took it, they put it on the floor. It was Nivla B'mkayna. Now, the Gemara, or not the Gemara, the Torah refers to it that you put it there, V'samoy Eitzel HaMizbech. What's the purpose of that Samoy? The Gemara later on is going to say that the main drush is from the extra Vav. You could say V'sam Eitzel HaMizbech, but we're not at that point yet. This point is that you go and put it on the ground and it's Nivla B'mkayna. The Gemara learns from the fact that Hashem made such a daily mess that it should be Nivlam Koimai to tell you that it's Asr Bahanah. We don't want people to, so to speak, trip over on it either literally or halachically and use some of that ash. A person might have a cut in his flesh and he's on his skin and he decides to put that ash on as some sort of ointment to go and burn out any types of germs or bacteria and things of that nature. It's Nivlam Koimai. Is a simon that it's also but no, that you're not allowed to go and use it. It was a Dovish Nasa Mitzvah, and you say Dovish Nasa Mitzvah, my Alan boy, there's no problem of Me'ila when it comes to a Dovish Nasa Mitzvah. Everything, Mari, you're right, if it would only be one, you'd be correct. Hashem to have it through a suggestion of Big Day Kahuna, Shnek Sum Bon Kecher. For Shnek Sum Yechar, I'm a Lamdin. What means Big Day Kahuna? Big Day Kahuna is referring to the four big day lavan, which the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur. What happens after that Yom Kippur is over? Exactly. The Pasuk says, V'nicham Sham. Now we have a machloikis what V'nicham Sham means. According to the Rabbana, V'nicham Sham means you leave them there permanently, not necessarily at that location, but it means that no Kohen is supposed to use it from that point on. Neither the Kohen Gadol the next Yom Kippur, nor a Kohen Hedget. For those of you that are not familiar, the four big day lovin, which are worn by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, are identical to the four bigodim that the Kohanim Hedyotim wear on a daily basis. Rather, Barry's thinking himself, what about the Avnet? Our Gemara is not going now into the into all of those
details.
All we're going to is the, you can turn the light off on your iPhone.
Phone.
Oh. No problem. Just your presence alone is enlightening, even with that iPhone. Okay.
Illuminating.
Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So Gemara says, V'nicham Sham, Malamet Chitun and Gneza, means you cannot use it from this point on. Why can't I use it? Didn't you just say that once you Mekayim the Mitzvah, there's no longer Dinah Me'ilah? Oh, so I see that there are, in fact, two exceptions to the rule. You have the Truma Sadeshin and the Big Day Kahuna. These are Shnei Suvin Haboyim Ki'echad, where they are the exceptions to the regular rule. The regular rule is Ein Lecha Dover Shenas Mitzvah Se'mayalim Boy. Once you've performed the mitzvah, it's become like Chulin, no longer Dinam Ila. Exception is Truma Sadeshin, don't take from that ash, that's why it's Nivla B'mkoymai. And number two, don't go and wear those Big Day Kahuna, because you're supposed to put them away, don't have any Anah from them. Whenever we have this rule of Shteksum of Banki Echad Eimalamda, means don't learn from that because these are the exceptions. So what is the rule? The rule is Ein Lecha Tovish Nesatzim. It's awesome. So getting back now to our case of the Dam, since after the Zrikas Adam, this Dam has been now Nasis Mitzvasoi, there's no din now in the Me'ilah on that Dam, and since it says, who? I'm going to learn Bav Yosef Yehei that even Lefnei Kapara is Kila Achar Kapara. So a very good teretz, but I have a problem. And the Rabdoi said the Amr Mutara is Hey, Lekoin Hedjit, Ubavash Vishtamish Ben Yikim Akipurim Acher, my Ikulam Neymar. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Rabdoi respectfully disagrees with the Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan Benichim Sham, the Toin Gneza, nobody's allowed to go and use them anymore. Well, because there's still a Dinah Me'ilah, there's still an Isser Hanah. Rabdoi said, no, don't be so drastic. It's just the Yenicham Sham, you, Kohen Gadol, never use this in the future, including if next year there's a new Kohen Gadol. these are no longer supposed to be used by a Kohen Gadol. However, you can use them with the Kohen Hedjet. The Kohen Hedjet is allowed to go and use these big the kahuna that were worn the previous day by the Kohen Gadol.
So yes. The Kohen Gadol can only wear it, and that's why it's called a big day kahuna.
The big day kahuna, which is Yom Kippur, the big day. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Your presence here makes it into a big day. So, getting back to our Gemara, so according to Reb Doisa then, there continues to be a din me'ila which attaches to the faket. Reb Doisa says there's no din of me'ila because the kahanim had yoitim allowed to go and use it. It's only a special gzeirus hakasav that the kohen gadol is not allowed to use it because of inicham shah. But otherwise, all the kahanim had yoitim can use it for the next 364 days or the next 353 days. Until then, next Yom Kippur.
Maybe you could wash it.
I certainly hope that they're going to wash it. But the purpose of what's the more
dry clean.
Anyway, so what happens? Bottom line. The bottom line is I only have now one pasuk, which is the Truma Sedeshin. What's it done by the Truma Sedeshin? That even after you did the Truma Sedeshin, there's still an Isser Meil or Isser Hanoa that attaches. So maybe that's the halacha everywhere. Why are you telling me? Once you've performed the mitzvah, there's no dinam me'ila. I see by Truma suggestion there is a dinam me'ila. So you told me, well, that's not according to Reb Doisa. Reb Doisa discounts Big Day Kuna because he said Big Day Kuna can be used by others. Therefore, Jokti Gemara, I found another exception, which is at the Egla Rufa. Egla, we all know what the Egla Rufa is, and it says that after you were Oyreif, the egla for orfu sham es egla banocha. When the more darshan sham from a tumah sham Miriam to go and tell you that sham take furasa and you're not allowed to go and use this egla for any purpose. What purpose would I use it for? If I wanted to take one of the bones lamashal and use it for a handle for an axe or something similar, perhaps if I wanted to use the hide to go and make from it a leather bag or to make shoes or whatever. It all remains asubana. But it was already davishinas and mitzvasa. So that's the second, if you will, or the third exception to the rule. Truma Sedesha was number one. Big Day Kahuna, we had a machlaikis. So Egla Rufa, now we have Shnei Ksuma Banki Echoshim. So Echad, Eim Alamdin. So those are the only exceptions. But the general rule is, Eim Lecha davishinas and mitzvasa, Umayalabai. Honich Lamandiyam Eim Alamdin. Lamandiyam Alamdin, Mayikala Meimar. There's one Tana in Shas that holds two is not sufficient. Even two, yom lamdim. So according to him, where do I have a third case of a dover, which I would be able to now go and say, taka shnei ksuvim b'yachad, ein melamdim, but shloisha ksuvim b'yachad, melamdim. So l'maisa, tois is not over here, tois I think in Menachas, says, I have an eitzah, I can go and say that this gemara would hold like the chachamim, and therefore you would have three altogether.
Right.
In other words, it's only because I'm stuck on Reb Doisa, that Reb Doisa says I cannot count this as one out of the two, and therefore I had to come out to Egla Rufa, and therefore I can't count it as one of the three either. However, if our Gemara is going according to Rabbanan, not according to Reb Doisa, then I have Shloishu Ksuvim Boin Ke'echa. What are the Shloishu Ksuvim? Number one, Truma Sedeshen, number two, Big Day Kohuna, and number three, Egla Rufa. So Doisa says, Eilechanami, but we want to go according to everybody. We don't want this dover to be totally in a machlokes. We want to have, according to everybody,
exclusive.
Exactly. So we want to go according to Reb Doisa, according to Rabban, according to everyone. So according to that, I'm back to my question number one, and that is, how do we have Reb Yochanan darshanin? That says who? Who lev nekabar kliyachan kapar meachan kapar ein by meila after nekabar ein by meila efshapung faket. That just like lifnei kapara yesh by meila liach kapara ulzi yesh by meila. You said ein lechadovish nas mitzvos miyalaboy. That's not true. I can give you two solid cases: Truma Sedeshin and the case of either a big day kahuna according to the rabbanon or egla ruf according to everybody. Shnei ksuvim ke'echad. Yeah, but that's only good if you hold ein malamdim. If you hold malamdim, so learn from those two. And if you're going to learn from those two, then, tak even la'achar kapara, there's a din of me'ila. So now let's go and say, just like la'achar kapara, same thing as lefnei kapara. Morris says, very, very good question. Let's therefore put aside this whole discussion that we've had now over the last 10 minutes. Trei mi'utik sivi. The reason why by Egla Rufa, and the reason why by Truma Sedeshin, It's special. These are exceptional. And you cannot learn from them is because the Torah made a special meal. What was the special meal? Hochexiv by the Egla Rufa, it says, Ho'arufa banochal, with the hey ha yidia, the capital hey at the beginning of the word. It could just say Egla Rufa with Egla. Ho'arufa. Mahasam Ksiv and Nagabi, the case of the Truma Secession, says, V'samoy Eitzel HaMizbeach. So these two miyutim come to tell you, only here, not anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So even if you hold that normally, kola teri kula, shnei tzumim bon ki echad, nilamdin, here by adding the hey, and thereby adding the vav, the Torah is telling you, you cannot learn from these cases. But these are exceptional cases, unique, because of those additional letters, only the Egla Rufa, the Truma Sedeshin, the Samoi.
Definite article?
Definite article, right.
By Truma Sedeshin, what is it, the Samo?
And it could have said the Sam. Hey, thank you. Why did it say the Samoi?
I'm definite about that.
You're definite about that. Good. So, bottom line is, Yokti Gemara, we have now, Baruch Hashem, been able to defend Rabbi Yochanan's drasha, who lefnei kapara, kaliachen kapara, just like achen kapara. And therefore there's no din of me'ilah. Also, there's no din of me'ilah. Don't ask me questions in the Truma Sedeshin, in the case of Egla Rufa, because they have special me'utim, the extra hay, the extra vav. So that's not a kasha. Fine. But now we go back to our original problem, and that is, utlosa kroy bidam lomali. Why do I need three separate psukim? It's really one pasuk, but three droshes in the same pasuk. The shalachem, the lachaper, and the who. Each one to tell you the same thing, that there's no din of me'ilah by the dam that you're using for the zrika of the karban. And for the more, you're right. You know why I need these three psukim? The mutem me'ilah is one, minoiser is two, and me'tumah is three. The three drushes that we have come to tell you, me'ilah, noiser, tumah. And that being the case, when we started off the Gemara, and we said I have three drushes, legab and me'ilah, I have to now amend that discussion, because if you go back to the top of the Yomid, Abba Ula Amma Krav and Isat Lechem, Shalachem Yehei, Shalachem Yehei means that there's no din of Me'ilah, it belongs to you. Rabbi Shmuel said, Lechaper, Lechaper, V'loi Le'Me'ilah, no din of Me'ilah. Rabbi Yochanan says, just like Acher Kabar Ein B'Me'ilah, Lechne Kabar also no Me'ilah. So each one talks Me'ilah, Me'ilah, Me'ilah. Gemara now is amending that and said, don't get carried away. It's only one pasuk, which is Me'ilah. Rashi said that pasuk is Rabbi Yochanan, because he says very clearly, Hu lefnei kapara, keli acha kapara, just like acha kapara ema Me'ilah. The other one, lefnei kapara, is also no din of Me'ilah. And the other two psukim that we had, the din of the, not the din, but the pasuk of Lochem, and the pasuk of Lechaper, they come to tell you the din of the Noiser and the Tum. So all of these three dinim do not apply to Dam. So Dam, not only do we have a miut legabe pigul, that was already the early mission daf membeis, but also Dam is potter from the din of Me'ila, from Noiser, and from Tum. Av pigul etzerach, I don't need a special limit for pigul, because that's the mishnah daf membeis. The non koshiyesh lematirim beim odin beim lemizbeach chayoven ola mishum pigul. If you have a separate matir koshiyesh lematirim, either for achilas odim, achilas mizbeach, then there's dinner pigul. Of v'dam gufei matir, dam doesn't have a separate matir. Dam itself is the matir, just like all those others which are enumerated in the Mishnah. So if I don't need a special limit for pigul, that can be dealt with back on membeis and memgumel when we went through that sukkah. Oh, yeah. So with this, we have now concluded the mekoyros that dam is different, right? Our Mishnah said, normally, don't you have a mishnah pigul? So, how do I know chutz min adam, that dam does have a din, that dam, just like it does not have pigul, like the Mishnah said in Membeis, that dam also doesn't have a din of nois, it doesn't have a din of tamei? Oh, I know it's from these three psukim, which the Gemara just brought for pigul. I didn't need a pasuk, that we already relied on Membeis, but I needed to go and tell us nois of the tum of our Mishnah and the ila of the Gemara, so I have psukim to tell you all three.
Noser v'dam is referring to eating the dam by a man, because once...
Yeah, by man, or by a woman.
Okay, but you...
Or drinking it.
Achilles adam by Noser, okay.
Exactly. Om Rabbi Yochanan, shloisha krisis b'shlomim lamali. But where do you have three krisis b'shlom? So Rashi brings the psukim, only part of the psukim. You have one passing v'yikah chabez emor aleim ledoiroi seichem. See the last two lines of Rashi. V'nefesh shtoich habasar, nefesh kisiga b'chol, and then continues on. Each one of those psukim, Rashi only brings part of it, but each one of them has the lashon of the nichrasa. The emor aleihem l'doyrei seichem is a pasuk in Parshas Emor, and what does it say there in the pasuk? Parshas Emor chav beis in Vayikra. Emor aleihem. Okay, chav beis. Which pasuk there? What page?
I was looking at page 353.
Chabez Gimel. Okay.
351, sir.
So nothing happened. We're still best friends. Good. Pasuk Gimel. Emor aleihem l'doyrei seichem kol ish asher yikrav mikol zarachem el hakodeshim asher yekdish bnei Yisrael l'Hashem v'tumosei olav. Person that goes yikrav, we said in the Gemara yesterday, that doesn't mean that he gets close to it, but that he eats from the kodeshim v'tumosei olav, and he, the gavra, is tamei v'nechasa nefeshi mitrav fonai and Hashem din of karis. Now notice it doesn't say shlomim over here. It says Shikha Bekozarachem Ela Kodishim, which means all kodishim. Then if you eat it, then the Tomasi Olam, the person is Tameh, it's a din of Kodis. Then we have two psukim, which I believe are back to back, and those are in Vayikra Zayin, which presumably is the beginning of Parshas. Tzav.
Pasuk Chav.
Ah, Givaldik. Thank you. Is it Chav and Chav Aleph? Or maybe a Tesim Chav? Okay. So we have over here 302. V'anefesh asher toichal zbosa mizevach ha-shlomim shlomim asher Hashem v'tumasi olav, and he is tamei v'nechrisa. Okay, that's pasuk number 2. Pasuk number 3. V'nefesh kisiga b'chol tamei b'tumas odom v'hem b'tumeya oy b'chol shekets tamei. The nefesh, a person touched any tumah, v'achum p'sar zevach ha-shlomim asher Hashem, and he eats from the shlomim v'nechrisa. Three psukim all telling us the very same din, that the person who's eating is tamei v'tumasei olav, and he eats from the carbon, then nichrasa. The question is, for 81, what do you need three psukim to tell us the same halach? That's the Gemara's question. Now note, the first one was kodeshim, which is broader. The other two are both shlomim. So zokti Gemara, Amir Rabbi Yochanan Shloisha Krisis v'shlomim lamon. He says the word v'shlomim, he means because shlomim is a subset of kodeshim. The others two say befeidish shlomim. So these three kris v'shlomim lamali, what do I need them? Lama. Achas leklal v'achas leprat. What does it mean leklal leprat? We don't mean over here a klal leprat a klal, or a prat and a klal, or a klal and a prat, because they have to be together in the same posik or the next posik, but not whole parishes in between. So what he means is that the first posik, the kodeshim, is talking about all kodeshim. And then it says leprat, which means shlomim. So what do I learn from that? That just like shlomim is one of the kodeshim, and what does the Torah say about it? That if a person eats for tumasi olav, then he gets karet. Hu hadin davashi yotzim in a klal. Lo lelamed al atzma yotzim. Lelamed a klal kula yotzim. The fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu isolated. I'm sorry, Nachmol.
Lehakel.
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 Lehakel. Lehakel. You want to be make? Okay, but the point of this is that when you have a klal and then you have a prat, so the prat is telling us, oh, prat. Don't think it's only the prat. The fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu took it out of the cloud, Kodesh Baruch Hu could have left it there. Kodesh. Why did he take out the shlomim from the kodeshim? To go and tell you, it's not only shlomim, but the same thing would apply to an oilin, same thing to a chattis, and the same thing to an ash. Any carbon that you're eating, the tumasi olav, then nichrisa. That's lechlal prat. But what do I need the third one for? The Achzad Devarim She'enem Necholim, to go and tell you that even something which is not Ro'i La'achila. What's not Ro'i La'achila? For instance, like we had yesterday in the Mishnah, Eitzim and Levoina and Kitoiris, all of those things which are typically inedible. What happens if the person were to go and eat it? Says our Mishnah, remember Yadam Achloi, but Titanakama, Reb Shimon, it's called Titanakama, that is also the same halacha would apply. What means the same halacha would apply? That if a person is tamei and he eats from the atzei ma'arocha, we're not talking about eating eitzim in the street. We're talking about eitzim from the ma'arocha. Normally, you and I would have said, "Come on, they're not edible." Why? Makes no difference. you eat them betumas haguf, you get karis. Well, where do you take this from? It doesn't make sense. So the Gemara earlier told us, and Rashi repeats it again, because it says in the Pasuk, v'habosar ashiyiga v'choltom eilo yeyochel, v'habosar kol tohar yoychel basar. The question is, why does the Pasuk have to repeat the word v'habosar twice? V'habosar kol tohar eilo yeyochel basar. I'm misquoting it. So we're going to go and look at the Pasuk again. V'habosar ashiyiga v'choltom eilo yeyochel ba'esh. 1 second, Rabbi. V'habosar ashiyiga v'choltom eilo yeyochel ba'esh yisareif. V'habosar kol tohar yoychel basar. What after Pi v'habosar? Could have said, v'habosar ashiyiga v'choltom eilo yeyochel ba'esh yisareif. Don't eat it. Kol tohar yoychel basar. What is v'habosar machmul? That extra v'habosar comes to be marba even in edibles such as eitzim, levoina, k'toiras. The same halacha applies. Yes, Rabbi, what's your question?
How can I classify eating eitzim or k'toiras as a filler? Mm-hmm. It's an abnormal situation.
Pat, I'm with you 100%. If you look at the Rashi of Betumas Basar, Rashi is about 12 lines into the narrow lines. Do you have that Betumas Basar? Go down 12, 13 lines. Okay, it says Rashi. Betumas im ochlam le'etzim ulevoina tmeim loike mishum lav v'habasar ashiiga b'chol tamei diyom amar v'habasar yaseiru. The extra word v'habasar le'rabois etzim ulevoina. So even though you're right, logically, these are not midah de'achila. Since they're not midah de'achila, why would the Torah be married with them? But that's the Xerus HaKosu. The Torah says the extra word v'abasa to tell you even those things which are not...
It's a chok.
Whether you understand it, whether you like it or not, that's the din. Anything which is etzim levoina, which is kadosh, and you eat it, betumas haguf, is the din of karis.
That's what... Loke. She doesn't say karis, she says loka. She says loka.
I know. Okay. Because that part's tumas basa, tumas haguf. We're going to get to that shortly.
Okay.
But I'm just trying to illustrate that there is a din that even though you and I would not consider this to be edible, the Torah says, I don't care. The same halacha applies. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, that's all very good according to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. What about Reb Shimon? Now, who's this Tanakhama Reb Shimon? If you want to go back for a moment to Mem Hei Amud Beis, the Mishnah of yesterday, where the Mishnah began, Dvorim she'in chayovin aleihem mishum pigel, even though there's no dinner pigel, which of those dvorim that don't have pigel? That was the Mishnah back in Mem Beis. Those are the cases of the kmitza, and then the k'toiris, and then the levoina. What did we say? No dinner pigel. The Tanakhama said, but it is a din of noiser, and there's a din of tamei. Reb Shimon Mechai, Reb Shimon says, I only agree with you partially. Those things that you normally eat, if you eat a bit tumas haguf, that is the din of kares. No din of tuma. You eat these eitzim betumas haguf. Whether the eitzim are tumayim, whether you're tumay, whether both of you are tumayim, no din of tuma, because like Rabbi said, they are inedible. Therefore, no din of tuma. But what is Reb Shimon do with his drasha of the habasar? That's what the Gemara is going to talk about right now. Remember, we had the three separate psukim to tell you that a person who eats kodesh betumas haguf, din of karis. What are the first two? Klal mit prat. What was the third one? Dvarim shein necholim. But Reb Shimon holds dvarim shein necholim, ein chayavin aleihem mishum tumah. There is no chiyuv of tumah. So, Ibazoi, what does he do with the third Pasuk that says that if you eat kodesh betumas haguf, you get kares? Lasuya chatoyis hapnimiyos. If you were to eat from the chatoyis hapnimiyos, which are also quote unquote inedible, they're not inedible physically, but they're inedible halachically. Because what are you supposed to do with the chatoyis hapnimiyos? You're supposed to burn them. Where do you burn them? On the Beis HaDeshen. Oh, so these chatoyis hapnimiyos, what happens if a person were to eat from them? Betumas haguf. What is the halacha now? So the same Reb Shimon. The kosher ein al mizbech achitz and kishlam ein chayavon alam mishum pigul. That since the whole din of pigul, im hei ochel ye ochel mibsar zevach shlomov b'yoy mashlish lo yerotza lo yechashav loy pigul ye v'nev shechelus mimeno avoy netisa. Oh, it talks about shlom. So since Reb Shimon says kosher ein al mizbech achitz and kishlam ein chayavon mishum pigul, there's no din of pigul by kabbonis that you bring lifnim. only those kabbanas which are out bachutz, like a shlamim. So I might think mishum tumah nami lo lechayiv. Maybe there shouldn't be a din of tumah either, because over here two out of the three psukim say shlamim, shlamim. Oh, so maybe there's no din of tumah if it's a korban which you're makrav lefnim, that is the hazoyis you do lefnim, and a yom kippur lefnayiv lefnim. Maybe there's no din of tumah kamashulon. That's why I have the extra pasuk to tell you no. There's a din of koris, even by chatoyis apnimiyos, such as the par and the soiv of Yom Kippur, and the other par koyin mishir, panam tshetzibur, siyav avodah zarah, etc. Okay, so with this Baruch Hashem, we have now cleared up the need for three separate psukim of koris by kachim. The third one either is to go and tell us the inedibles, or is coming to tell us the chatoyis apnimiyos. Says Zigmar Vaita, Numi, Reb Shimon Mechayiv Eshedarka Lecho. This word Numi is a very unique term. If you look back at the Mishnah, L'choira, we didn't even have the word Numi, and the Gemara is quoting it as if it does appear in the Mishnah. So it's interesting, we looked at the Rashi already yesterday briefly. If you go back to yesterday's Mishnah, parallel to the beginning of the Mishnah, it says, Hochiger in Rashi, Hey Gimel Hochiger Sinan, Numi Reb Shimon b'dovr shedarka lechol chayv. Back in our Mishnah, it doesn't say that Numi, just as Reb Shimon chayv. So Rashi went to some extent to explain where the skifs come from. Says Rashi, v'kach shemati v'tzorosh shor b'niyankif. He also had Numi. V'lin nira shekach pidush Reb Shimon bar kloinim is goyim b'shas misosay. Reb Shimon b'shas misosay is about to pass away from this world. Says Talmidim kum tzizamin. We're learning this Mishnah now. Numi Reb Shimon. What does that Numi mean? K'moy Omer Reb Shimon. So the word Numi is just an alternative for the word Omer. Why over here, Dafki would say, Yo Numi Numi, Chvais Nish, but the word Numi, by definition, means Omer Reb Shimon. So now getting back to our Gemara. So Zogti Gemara, Numi Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon was Machayev, Eshedar Koy Lechoyl, things which are edible, and you eat a bitumas aguf, no question, there's a din of Kareis. However, those things which are not dark lechol, such as said the Mishnah, Eitzim, Levoina, and Ketoiris, no din of Tumah. Good. Now, since the din of Pigel, and since the din of Noiser, all involve Kareis, we've been interpreting the word Tumah also a case of Kareis. Where is the din of Kareis by Tumah? By Tumas Haguf. Tumas Haguf means that the carbon was a regular carbon, normal. And a person who was Tameh, how did he become Tameh? Whatever. Touched a dead cherit, he touched an aveli, touched a mess, whatever it was. He became Tameh. And he eats now the korban mitumas aguf. The gavra is Tameh. V'nichrisa! Three separate psukim said the same thing. That's the three psukim that we quoted on the bottom of the Yomid Aleph, top of the Yomid Beis. V'nichrisa, din of course. There's a separate din also of what's called tumas basa. What means tumas basa? The koyin or the ochel, the person who's eating it, is totally tar. In fact, he went to the mikveh yesterday 101 times, and since then there was Harif Shemesh, and he didn't touch any nevelis, he didn't go to any levayas, he didn't go and touch any shrotzen, v'chuli v'chuli, he's totally tar. However, the korban itself unfortunately became tameh. How did the korban become tameh? Because the korban touched the dead chariots and nevela or whatever. What's the din then? There's no din of kareis, and there's only a din of a lav. How do I know? Because the pasuk says back in Parshas Tzav, "V'habosar ashiiga b'chol tamei." The carbon became tamei. Lo yiyochel, don't eat it. V'yishisara, burn it. V'habosar kol tor yiyochel basar. Make sure that the carbon is tar, the person is tar. But if the carbon is tamei, lo yiyochel. There it doesn't say din of kares. That's just a lot. And this is what Brother Barry was concerned about 10 minutes ago when we were learning that Rashi. There's a difference between tumas basar and Tumas Haguf. If the Koyin is Tumi Tumas Haguf, then there's a din of Kares. If the Basar has Tumas Basar, it's a lab, there's no din of Kares. Okay, so now that we know that, back in the Mishnah we talked about that there is, even though there's no din of Pigel which attaches to those Dvarim She'en Chayovin Alei Mishum Pigel, that laundry list that we had back on Mem Beis on Mid Beis, starting with the case of the Kmitza, the Koimit, and then the Toiris, and then the Levoin, and the Minchas Kehanim, and the Dom, that whole list that we had over there. Torm Shein Chayom Mishum Pigel. But there is a Chiyam Mishum Noiser, U Mishum Tomei, Chutzman Adam. But there is a Din Mishum Tomei. The question is, what tummy are we referring to? Parshat, it's talking about the Tumas HaGuf, because just like Noisir and Pigel, it's a din of Karet. Tumas HaGuf. But it doesn't have to be. And in fact, the Gemara is going to have now two Lishoinis and two Machloikisin, as you will see. Ezhok Timar, Itmar, Rabbi Yochim, Rabbi Shlokish, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Yochim, Rabbi Chanina, Chad Mehai Zuza, really, Chad Mehai Zuga, Chad Mehai Zuga, Chad Oma Machloik, Tumas Basar, etc. What means Mehai Zuga? Zuga means a zug, is a pair. We have altogether
zygos.
Ah, okay, good. What is zygos?
Zygos are a pair.
Zygos are a pair. I said zygos are a watch. Manzaga. Okay. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so you have Berichon and Rish Lakish, and we have Rav Lozer, Rav Yoichim, Chanina. All of them were four Amayroim, and the Gemara says you have to break them down into two pairs, and each one of those pairs had a view as to which tumma we're talking about in our Mishnah, where the din of tumma does apply to those matirim, where there is no din of pigle, like the Mishnah said back on Daf Mem days, but there is a din of tumma. Is the machloi, is the din of tumma that we're talking about a tumas basar? Is it talking about tumas haguf? Or is the machloi is about both? Remember, in our Mishnah, we have a machloi between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon. Tanakama says, makes a difference. Edibles, non-edibles, all have the same din. Tumma applies. What does that mean? That the person is tummy when he's eating those things? Or it means those items became tummy? Reb Shimon, remember, says only about those things which are edible, not things which are not edible. Are we talking about, again, that the Koyin has a Tumas HaGuf? Or are we talking about the Eitz and Levena Katoiris have a Tumas, quote-unquote, a Tumas Basar? Not Tumas Basar, but a Tumas of the Cheftza.
Right.
So that's going to be the Machloikis now. And we have Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, and we have Rabbi Luzer Yosef. Chad mehayzuga v'chad mehayzuga. The word chad mehayzuga apparently means that you take Rabbi Yochanan from the first of the pair, and you take Rabbi Luzer Yosef Rabbi Chanina from the second pair. I'm sorry, either Rabbi Luzer or Rabbi Yosef Chanina, thank you. And you pair them together, or maybe take Rish Lakish and you pair it together with Rabbi Luzer. It doesn't matter, but the bottom line is we have machlekes. Chad mehayzuga, chad mehayzuga. Chad ome machlekes betumas basar. The machlekes is our mission between Tanakama and between Reb Shimon is tumas basar. The word basar here is used very. I'm sorry?
It's used imprecisely.
Imprecisely. It's used as a general term. It really means the tumas achefetza, meaning just like the tumma, the basar, that the basar of the carton became tamay. Here too, we're talking about the eitzim or the levoina. Or the gacheles became, not the gacheles, the levoina, or the ktoiris, they became tamei. Normally we would say that those things do not become tamei, because they're neither odom the kalim, nor ochlin umashkin. But back on Daf Lama Gimel, Lama Dalet, Rashi said, chibas ha-koydish machshirosan, and makes them into oichlin, even though you normally wouldn't eat such eitzim, but since you're using them in the Beis HaMikdash for a Dovah Shepikdusha, it has a status of Kachim, if they now become tummy, how do they become tummy? Because the eitzim touched a dead cheret, or because the levoina or the ktoyit touched a dead cheret, they get a tumas basar, meaning a tumas atzma. Aha. And that's where the machloikis is. So if you have a koyin lemushal who's tohoyer, and he eats eitzim, which became tummy, oh, that's the machloikis, and ishvitin tanakam and Reb Shimon. Is there a din of a lav for Malkis? That was the Rashi that we looked before that has a din of Malkis. Is that the Machloikis? Ah, but Tumas HaGuf, they call ain't a loike. However, there's a Tumas HaGuf, meaning that the Kohen is tummy, and he's even eating from those items. What are those items? From the Gachat, from the Ketoides or Levoina, any of those things in the Mishnah. And with Tumas HaGuf, he is tummy, even though they are not tummy. Then, if you call ain't a loike, everybody agrees, there's no din of Malkis.
Karis.
Is there a din of Karis or not? The Gemara does not address that. You're wondering, how could it be both Karis and Malkis? You'll recall back in Masechtas Malkis, we learned that if a person is going to be over an Isser, which has an Isser Karis, and we give him a Hasra on the Malkis, two Edom go and say, don't do it, because if you're going to go and do this Aveira, you're going to go and get Malkis, and then ultimately he does the Aveira. And Beza gives him Malkis, Niskapa, he does not get the din of Karis anymore. He's parted from Karis. He got the Malkis, he's off the hook. Anyway, so our Gemara is now talking about Avatumas HaGuf that we call Ein Aloike, and there's a discussion among the Mefarshim. Does that also mean that there's no din of Karis or not? But that doesn't affect us in the Gemara. But getting back to our Gemara, anyway, the other peer says no, that the machlek is between the Tanakama and the Pshimon of our Mishnah, the Gabi, these inedibles, whether there's a din of Malkus or potentially Karis, the machlek is by both of them, both by Tumas Aguf and by Tumas Basa. My time, what's the reason why? Keep the Korean base since it says the Basa Basa Shiga Bechol Tame. Lo yochel, and then the pasuk continues on. Nochmu v'habasar kol toyochel basar. So we already said that that extra v'habasar comes to tell you, according to the chachamim, le rabbis dvorim she'enam ne'echolim. Okay, but that's only the gabbai the din of the tumas basar that has nothing to do with the din of the tumas atzmai, the tumas haguf, which is in the next pasuk tumasay olav. However, kiven the karina bei v'habasar shigi b'chol tamei. Karina Bay, but Tumasi Olav. What does that mean? You see in our Gemara, it's 1 and 2, or Aleph and Beis. These are two psukim which are one next to the other. The first Basa Shehiyah B'chol Tameh, that's Vayikra Zayin Yud Tes, that's talking about the Tumas Basar, Basa Shehiyah B'chol Tameh, Le'yachah B'eishi, sorry, the Habasar, Kol Toi Yoichol Basar, and that Habasar includes, according to the drash at the top of the Amid, the Eitzim and the Levoina and all of those inedibles. The next pasuk is the Tumasi Olav, that's talking about Tumas Haguf, not talking about the Tumas Basar, Tumas Haguf. But since the two psukim are back to back, says Rashi, Rashi uses the expression that they are Gahadodi, Bahadodi, who is their Rashi? Yeah, to see the Rashi, Hochigar Sinan. Kivin the Korean Bay, but almost halfway down the Omid, Hochig Gassinan is the light font. Kivin the Korean Bay, Babasa Shiga Bachotami Korean Bay, Tumas Olav Rechasa Klein. Kivin the Tumas Basar Ami Rabban and Loike Aetzim Ulavoina. That Possig Babasa Toycha Basar, that's talking about the Basar, we came to me. But Tumas Gov Nami Islu the Loike, Gabi Hadodik, see the two psukim are back to back. And so therefore, the same way that the Chachamim understood that third v'habah, that word v'habasa to be marba dvarim she'en necholim, that applies not only to that pasuk legab the din of malchus but tumas basar, extended to one more pasuk with tumas aguf, the next pasuk as well, and that's why he says k'machlokes bezu k'machlokes bezu. It's mistaver, says the Gemara, that the machlokes is by both. Well, at least this is what that man yamahot. Amar, the second man yamah is the first man yamah. Menachol, back to the Gemara. We had one zuga. One says machlokes tumas basar, tumas aguf. There we go. Ain't like it. Chadam machlokes tumas aguf. Why my time? Kim the Korean be'avasar shigiva bechol tameh lo yiochel, and that the extra habasa comes to be marbe the inedible to the eitzim levoina. Korean be the next basar tumas aguf also comes to include the eitzim levoina. So what does that mean? Eitzim levoina, that if the person, the koyin, Tumasi Olav, he was Tameh, and he eats from the Eitzim Levoina, even if they are not Tameim. But nevertheless, I learned from the previous pasuk, inedibles are equal to edibles when it comes to Hilchais Tumah, and therefore we have a machloikis in both cases between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon. That was the way Rav Tevyumi Masni Hochi. That's how he learned the machloikis. Rav Kahana Masni Hochi, Rav Kahana learned the machloikis slightly differently, and that is nochlo chad mehay zuga or zuga v'chad amar mehay zuga asef. It's not going on the reisha, meaning the Tanakama. They were directly talking about Reb Shimon in the seif of the Mishnah. That Reb Shimon said only by edibles, not by inedibles. So chad amar machloikis with tumas haguf. The machloikis by tumas haguf with the koyin is tamar. And by tumas basar divrei kol loike. Everybody would agree loike because I have my pasuk b'hab basar. And that extra basar comes to be marba, the eitzim levoina and the ketoidus, etc. So that's a positive. That's a drasha about basar. Everybody agrees. Like the machloikis is by both of them, and even by tumas basar, Reb Shimon does not agree that it comes to be marba the dvarim hasheinim nechol. It's Amar Rava. Mistaver k'madiyam k'machloikis b'zu k'machloikis b'zu. What's the reason why? My time. Keep the loy karin and baby tumasi all of an ichrisa. Since we're saying according to this man Yomar, you don't say the Tumasi Olav and Ichrisa, that Pasuk does not apply the Tumas Aguf, right? But according to the man Yomar, the Machlok is the Tumas Aguf. And therefore, Reb Shimon says that when it comes to Eitzim Levoina, Tumas Aguf does not apply. So Mistab Tumas Abasar, also doesn't apply. That pasuk also does not apply. But then I have a big problem. It's the extra word babasa. What do we do with that? And we're saying that that does include eitzim levayna. So don't tell me, since it's only asi alav, I don't have such a riboy. So therefore it's only talking about normal midi d'achila. So the same thing applies to the lav when you have tumas basar, it's also only those midi d'achila. Everything mara, lepoisla ba'alma. What means lepoisla ba'alma, says Rashi? This drasha of eitzim levayna is only d'rabbanan. And this pasuk is an asmachta, because minatoira, there is no such thing of a person eating eitzim levoina and getting punished, regardless whether he is tamei, whether they are tamei. Sinishdo azazach. Look at the last Rashi, right before the Mishnah in the Rashi. Lipsul ba'alma u'malad rabbanani. It's a special malad rabbanani. It's a special takana. U'kras machta bi'almahu v'chamin b'psochem te'ein loikin olav. At least according to this man, the Omar, and perhaps according to Maskana, everybody holds that this is only a drabanan, and therefore, if you are tamei, or if they are tamei, don't eat it. But you don't get malchus at the end of the day, because although it says v'abas l'rabbis, that's drabanan, it's only an asmachta.
What's that lashon posla bi'alma? He's already tamei. What do you mean posla?
The word, first of all, Rashi has another gift, l'psula ba'alma, and therefore the psula ba'alma means to say it is not really min ha-toira, osir, posul, tin of tumas basar, because of the fact that it's inedible. It's the psul ba'alma, the chachamim attached to it a psul and it said, don't eat from it. So why not?
So a tarshid that ate a tamei basar would become tamei himself by ingesting a tamei substance. But in this case, since it's inedible, isn't it true? I mean,
I don't know what you're saying. If a person happens to be tohar and he eats basar, which happens to be tamei, if the basar we're talking about basar kodshim, he doesn't become tamei, because oichlan mashkit cannot be mitama odin v'kedim. What you're talking about is, if the person were tummy and he eats the basa, then the basa can become tummy just by his touching it, just by eating it.
In his stomach.
That's his stomach. That's not so posh what you're saying, because that's already
not touching.
Tumas, b'nei me'ayin, a tumas, something or other. Tumas seser. It doesn't, there's no din of tummy. It has to be out in the open and not a tumma which
not
is.
Not his tummy.
Right. Anyway, doesn't matter. But the bottom line is, but Agamor is concluding, according to Reb Shimon, there is no such drasha. Yes, there is a psul drabban, the Chum said, don't do it. But if you did it, that either you're tumas aguf, or there's the tumas of the eitzim levayna. This is not real bona fide isra minat Torah, because it's not inedible. That's what Rabbi was screaming all the way from South America. You're right, it's the drabbanan, it's not minat Torah. Zog the Mishnah. This Mishnah is familiar to all of us, because we had it back on Dav Beis Amid Beis, at the very outset of our Masechta. That when you bring a korban, you're supposed to have six lishmas in mind. Because people were concerned, chacham were concerned, if you have six lishmas in mind, you might mess up on one or two or three of them. You said, you know, the best thing is, don't have anything in mind. Mm-hmm. And we, Al Tanai Bezin, we will imply and impress on this korban that was all done with all the kavanas that you're supposed to, and you don't have to say anything. It's similar to some of the hirotzins that we have today. For instance, by before Lulav and Esrik, or before lighting the Menorah, many of the Nuschois of the Yerotzim and Rabbeinu Shlom say that Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should give me credit as if I was mechaven with all the kavanas of the Anshei Knesset Zagdoyla. Who am I committed to Anshei Knesset Zagdoyla? Whatever they mechaven, please give me credit for that too. So here too, the Chachamu were mesaken, as you'll see, Rabbi Yossi says, even without saying Lishmo on any one of the things, we give him credit as long as he doesn't have a contrary machshav. So we start the Mishnah. L'shem shisha dvarim zevach nisbach. You bring a carbon, six machshavs. Number one, l'shem zevach. I'm bringing it for this particular carbon. Means don't switch from oila to shlam or shlamim to oila. Don't make such a switch. That's l'shem zevach. That's what we call shinui koydish. Then you have l'shem zevach. You have that mind in for yankel and not for beryl, or for beryl not for yankel. That's what we call shinui bal. Then l'shem Hashem, I'm bringing it for the Rabbeinu Shalom. Number four is l'shem Ishim. I'm doing it for purposes of bringing it to be burned on the Marocha of the Mizbech. The Gemara is going to ask, what's a chiddush? What type of kavana is that? We'll see in a moment. L'shem Reach, he has to bring it so that it should be a wonderful aroma emanating from the Mizbech all the way upwards to Shemayim. Rishem Nichoyach. Nichoyach is from the Lashon of Nachas. I want that there should be Nachas Ruach to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu would say, ah, look at my Tyre Yidin, what beautiful Kabbanis that they're bringing. So those are the six that you have by a regular carbon. V'chatas V'yosham, you also have L'shem Chait. After all, the reason why he's bringing the Chatas V'yosham is because he did some sort of Aveira. So whatever that Aveira is, we should have in mind, Rabbi Yishlom, give me a Kapara for that Chait. Amrav Yoisi, Af Mishloi Hoya believe by L'shem Echon Mikolel, even if he was totally absent-minded as he's bringing the carbon, it's also kosher. Like we said before, Shetan doesn't. She'ena machshava me'haylachas ela acharo oivei. So the machshava only goes according to the one that's bringing the carbon, and as long as he didn't have a contrary machshava, we're okay. The reason why the Mishnah ends off ela acharo oivei, because this is going to be the introduction to tomorrow's Gemara, a question that many of you have been asking since the beginning of the Masechta. I can remember Barry asking it at least three or four separate times. But what happens if the Kahanim that are doing the Avodah Beis Migdash, everything was letter perfect, and it's the Baalim that are standing outside in the Azara of the Ezes Yisrael, he has in mind that I want to eat this carbon tomorrow. Tomorrow's a Grace of Yotzad. I don't want to have to go and buy the cake and the juice. Instead, I'm going to go and give some of this carbon tomorrow and juice. Can give the carbon tomorrow in shul because it's going to be machshava of chutz lizmanoi. Is the Balaam's machshava also mekalkel the carbon? Does that have any legal status or efficacy? So our Mishnah says achar oivet, only one that's doing avoid. But you'll see mentioned tomorrow in the Gemara that that's not so simple. We'll have a machloikis whether if the Balaam can also be mefagia. Okay, that's for tomorrow's Gemara. Zoki Moriat. We have the six different machshavas, the six different lishmas. Amar bin Amrat, oyla l'shem oyla. When we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, hazevach nizbach l'shem zevach, it's got to be oyla for an oyla. If I'm bringing an oyla, the balin, the oyvich have in mind, we're bringing an oyla. Lafuke l'shem shlamim daloi. It's got to be for an oyla, not a shlamim, and not for a toid, and not for any other car. Of course, by the time you get to the Zerika Saddam, especially when you get to the Haktara, you'll know whether it's an oil or shlam. But we mean even at the time of the Shechita and the Kabbalah Saddam, have in mind for what the carbon was designated for an oil. The Shechita, there's no difference, except this might be Bitzofen, this is Bidorim, but those things are not Ma'akiv anyway. And certainly you're allowed to go and do Kochim Kalim Bitzofen. Kochim Kudishim, you have to do Bitzofen. But Kochim Kalim, you can do B'chol Mokim Bazarim, but if you do it in suffering, also no problem. So anyway, you have to have in mind for the proper carbon. The Fukushim from the light. Ishim l'shem ishim. The Gemara doesn't even bother talking about l'shem zayveach because it's a double portion. We know for yankel or for beryl and don't mix it up. So now we go l'shem ishim. Lafuke kivava the light. Now what does that mean, kivava the light? So Rashi says, if you look on the third wide line of Rashi, amanas la'soise chatichois tsluyois b'gecholim karbunish belaz. What is this all about? As we know, when you go and put aymer in, and by an oily you put all of the evorim of the oily on the mizbeach, it's eventually going to get burned to a crisp to the point that it's going to be ash. And the next morning you're going to have to go and do truma sadesha. If it's not totally burned yet, leave it longer, and then you'll take the ash off later on. But that's the purpose you put on the maracha, that it should become ash. What happens if the person, when he's putting it on, says, I'm bringing it, and I loved the smell of grilled roast beef. Ah, I'd love to. And therefore, he has a mind going to put it on the maracha so that it'll be tsluyois. It'll be nicely grilled, like barbecued. Whether he eats it, he doesn't eat it, but that's his kavanah. No good. It has to be l'shem ishim, that it's going to be burned to a crisp, to ash, and not that he's going to go and make grilled stuff on it on the mizbech. That's the case of kivav adlai. Reyach l'shem reyach. What does that mean? Lafuke evorim shetzolan dehelan. The person says, you know, whenever I'm at a barbecue, whenever I go by one of these stores where it's a deli, and I smell out, oh, you see, I'm smelling some roasting, that's kivalik, aroma, tararam, tararam. Guess what? What happens if this person likes that aroma so much, he says, instead of putting the oil on, royahait, when it's still raw, on top of the maracha, First I'm going to have a private grill here in the Azara. I'm going to go and meet Tzolit, and I'm going to smell it, and then, ah, it smells great. And then, koil reyach And yeah, ein by reach, ein by mamish. So therefore, I'm going to go and smell it. And after I'm finished being told it, then I'll put it on top of the marocha. So I won't put it on immediately. I'll take a delay. First, I'll put it in my toaster oven. I'm going to let it go and broil. It's going to have a wonderful aroma and smell. And then, no, you can't do that. That's l'shem reach. The reach has to emanate from the mizbeach and not from your toaster oven or your grill. Hell of the Lord. Yomer of Yudah, Omer Rav, Evorim Shetzolim, the Helon. Ein behem mishum reyach. You're not mekayim this din of one of the six lishmas that has to be l'shem reyach. What about nichoyach? That's l'shem anochas ruach l'ashem, or l'shem anochas ruach. The Kodesh Baruch Hu kaviyach should go and say, ah, what a beautiful carbon. That's nichoyach, it should be nachas ruach. And then it's l'shem. L'shem mishum, l'shem mi sh'om v'hoyo oilam. When you're bringing it l'shem, that one of the six kavanas that you have to have, I'm bringing it for the creator of the world, the one that created the whole world. So now let's go back to the first one, which it has to be l'shem zevach. When we had this, by the way, earlier on in the Masechta, chattis to an oil, it's possible. Remember, chattis is one of those two kavanas, one of the three kavanas, one of the four kavanas. What happens to be totally possible, it's not that it's kosher, totally possible. Okay, so when I'm the chattis l'shem oil, l'shem chulin, it's kosher. Now this is kind of counterintuitive. I would think the other way around. It's a much worse. Amar blows in my time the Rav. What's the reason for Rav? Said the puzzle. Chalu is kodshim b'nei Yisrael. Now the Gemara leaves it out, but back on the Gimel or Dalet earlier on our Masechta, the Gemara added the chalu is kodshim b'nei Yisrael es ashirimu l'Hashem. And the Gemara says, "What only the es ashirimu l'Hashem?" For it already says it's kodshim b'nei Yisrael. Es ashirimu l'Hashem comes to tell you v'lo yichalalu. How do you make a chilul as kodshim na Yisrael es ashiyarimu? Kodshim mechalim kodshim. If you have in mind b'shas and oylet, I'm bringing it for shlamim. Oh, mastakalia, you're being mechalim the korban with kodshim asher yirimu l'Hashem. Bein chul mechalim kodshim. If you had in mind for chulin, it's not mechalim the kodshim.
It's counterintuitive because you say if kodshim is mechalim kodshim, chulin
avada. Exactly. And if you remember, the Gemara uses the expression that the minoy machrev she'ena minoy einoy machrev.
Right.
That has to be
right.
From the same min as machrev, right. But it's a different min altogether. And the Gemara asks for the case of toich and toichai, and the case
and
of
the tuma and the
exactly. Anyway, Mosav Rabba Omer Mosav Rabba. Rabba says they have a kasha on what we just said in the name of Rav. Omer of Yosi Af Mishal Lehoyu Beliba Yisheim Echad Bikol Eilu Kasha. That was our Mishnah. He didn't have any kavod at all. It's all to kosher tonight. Bezdin that the Bezdin said. Better don't think anything, so you shouldn't mach kal. Tayim mashalei believe a cloud. It's a mashva from the Loshen HaMishnah from Rabbi Yosi. He had no machshava whatsoever, then it's kosher. How you believe the Shem Chul? What happens if he had a contrary machshava? Not l'shem oila or shlomim, but l'shem chulin. It's mash, it's possible, because the only way that it's kosher is he had no machshava about anything, then it's kosher. Tanai bezin, no machshava. Mashmah machshev is chulin would passel it. Aye, Rav said it doesn't passel. Amar Abay, Dilma lehoye klal kosher umaratze. Lehoye believe l'shem chulin kosher the einay maratze. No, no. The diuk that you made is a good diuk. However, don't expand it to the extent that you have that it's mashu only if it was totally blank. It's kosher l'shem chulin. It's passel. No, 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 no. The difference between totally blank and chulin is whether it's ultza maratze or not. Maratz, as we've had in the past, means successful. Whether the person has been successful in bringing the carbon. If it's a chater or an oshem, he's gotten the benefit of the kapara. And if it's a neder and a dova, he's gotten the benefit of observing and fulfilling his obligation. So says Yimara, Dilmalei hoye klal, if he didn't have any kavan at all, it's kosher maratz, and not only is it kosher, but full ritzoi, full honors, that's a wonderful carbon. Ahoye believe it, Hashem chulin, your diuk that you made, not that it's possible. It's kosher, the Eina Maratza, it's still a kosher carbon, but there's no Ritzu, meaning you have to bring a brand new carbon to go and be Yoitzi, Yechatzis, Yerashim, or your Neder, or Nedav. And that's what Rav meant. When Rav meant, the Ein Chulim, Mechalim, Kodshim, what does that mean? The carbon is still kosher, but it's not Maratza.
What it means kosher? It means you can eat the Basar that...
Exactly. Just like we have the beginning of the Masechta. Om Reb Luzer, Chata Shishoch L'Shem Chulim is Ksheira. That's the same that we just said on the name of Rav, but now he says something interesting. That's l'shem chulin. Et mishum chulin is psula. What does that mean, mishum chulin?
Yeah.
It just seems to be just words. What's, here's l'shem chulin, mishum chulin. So Rashi says, l'shem chulin means he's bringing the carbon, and the coin is having in mind at that time, I am shechting it now because this is delicious meat. We're going to make from it pastrami, and we're going to go and serve it at the chasa. Tonight we're going to go and serve it at the chasa. We're going to have the chasa here in the Azara or in Yerushalayim, so they don't have a problem of chutz. Not chutz on koyma, chutz as manoi. But he had in mind for chulin purposes, not for kajim, for chulin. Sheir Rav said it's kosher because of the gzeiros hakosli chalav kachim in Israel l'shem l'Hashem kachim chalav kachim bein chulin chalav kachim. Mishum chulin, says Rashi in the bottom, is that the person was totally absent-minded. This is perhaps a person who's a professional shochet that he checks every day. He buys 200 behemoths, so he's checking off in the box that this is already the 201st behemoth that he shechted today. But he's not thinking at all that he's in the base of Midrash or the Azor or he's shech. He's just shechting stamazoy l'shem chulin. Not that he has no machshava. He has machshava that he's going just shechting. Just like he shechted until now 200. He's shechting number 201. Why is that considered to be possible? The Gemara is going to call that a misasik. Misasik means that the person had no kavana whatsoever. Mm-hmm. For instance, you're supposed to go and shecht kachin. What happens if a person happens to have a knife in his hand and he's in the Azara, and without thinking, he's carrying the knife and he's moving back and forth, and gerade, by accident, there's a behema there, and he went and shechted the behema, not because he intended to, but because he's just carrying the sakin in his hand, and as he's walking, it slits the throat of an animal, and a miracle. Beautiful shechita, no hadrasa, no shehiya, and he really did a great job in the ram. Is that a good shechita? That's what's called misasik. He was not intending at all to. Here he's not intending to do a shechita's kodshim. He was intending to do a shechita's chulin. If you look at the last Rashi, Mishem chulin, last line, Kesov Shem chulin. He wasn't even thinking that this is an oila or this is a chatos or this is a shlomo. He was thinking that it's just a chulin like all the animals that he shechs every day. Uh-huh. So that's misasik. And in fact, this was the subject of a shaila. How do I know a person who's mesasik? He's not thinking about kachim, he's thinking about chulin. How do I know that? What's the basis of that drasha? Because that whole parsha at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, which is talking about a carbon oila, mentions the word ben abakar already a couple of times. And then it says ben abakar of Hashem. I don't need the ben abakar. I could have said ushchotai. Bring it to the Pesach Oil Moyed. Why do I have to say Ben Abakar? Of course we're talking Ben Abakar. We're not talking about an Aze. We're not talking about Tzayim. So the words Ben Abakar are Ibrik. And since they're Ibrik, he's bringing this Ben Abakar as a carbon oil. That has to, if he has a mind just stam, Gurnish. Gotta be the Shein Ben Abakar for Kachim. Says Dr. Yomura, L'choyre, that's exactly the same that Reb Elazar was talking about. Reb Elazar said that if you shechted a korban mishum chulin, misasek, without thinking that it's kodshim, thinking that it's chulin, he said that it's possible. So what is this boy minei shmur refuna? He pushed it from Reb Elazar's halacha that he said, mishum chulin, it's possible. So that you just brought this possible shachar ben abakar to tell me it has to be l'shem kodshim and not l'shem chulin, and that's called misasik. This we knew already. Yeshekoyach, I didn't need your teretz. That wasn't my shaila. Li'akev minayin. How do I know that this is not just a din of lechatchila, but even b'diavad it's possible? Where do you take that from? Amalei, it says the pasuk tzoynchem tizbachu ledatchem zvichu. What does it say more in that pasuk than in the first pasuk? Zogna mafarshim. As we know, when it comes to kodshim, whenever the Torah repeats itself, shina lava kosev li'akev. Here the Torah says twice, make sure it's for kodshim and you're not thinking about chulin. Mm-hmm. Where do I know that? Number one, ben abakar. And number two, l'tzoynchem tizbachu. Make sure l'datem zvicho. Have your head on your shoulders and think, we're doing kodshim now. I don't have to have any other lishmoy, but I'm doing kodshim, I'm not doing chulin. Since the Torah says it twice, It's ma'akev, and therefore, if you only had in mind l'shem chulin, it's misasik, and it's totally possible. Have a wonderful day. Rabbi Yisrael Zagi Ben, continue Mitchum tomorrow.